on the road with Ozark Marketing. Unwrapping the Ozarks. Now.
Hey, it's Gary Lee, and again, we are unwrapping the Ozarks. You can catch me each morning on Q94, the Mountain of Rock, 6 to 9, and I've got a rocker here with me, Rick Fox. And, Rick, you've been hammering four strings for many years, and, Wasp is what I put together, some classic songs right there as well, but you're still out there beating it. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you got going down.
Okay, thanks, Lee. I'm new here in town, pretty much, been here about a little over a year. My wife and I had moved here out of L.A., and the L.A. scene was kind of dying. We were looking for newer ventures, so we figured let's go to Missouri, where she grew up, and I ain't finding anything here. At least nothing on a national touring level yet, knock on wood.
Well, you found peace and tranquility.
Absolutely. There's that here. It's absolutely so quiet here in town, you could hear a pin drop at night,
Yeah.
I was just saying, I was at the Rock in Rogersville event last weekend, and I saw Machine Gun Symphony and Paralangic, two great bands. I have a song coming out called On the Run from my band Sin, which is finally going to debut on the Bound for Hell on the Sunset Strip album collection that's coming out at drops October 28th out of Numero Group Records label out of Chicago. So I'm pretty jazzed about that. They're going to have a listening party at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in Hollywood. I don't know if I'll make it for that, but there's that. And then I have some upcoming stuff. Ron Keel from Steeler, who I played with, we brought Yngwie Malmsteen to America, guitar whiz. Ron called me just the other day, and he says, get ready, we're going back in the studio, we're going to do some Steeler material, I think in next month in October, so I'm looking forward to that. And there's a Norwegian rock metal artist named Stian Pian Thorsen, if I'm saying his name correctly, contacted me, and he has a huge solo project with a massive list of A-list stars that he contacted me and said, would you like to come play on my project? And so I'm waiting for him to mail me the files so I can record with Vinny Appice from Sabbath and Dio.
Right.
You know what would be cool, though? What we need to do is put you out there, and because there's a lot of really killer musicians that are just looking for that opportunity to jam. And, that's how a lot of great stories are pieced together. That's how they, you get people together that want to play. And because we need that. You and I were talking about, we need more live music here in the Ozarks.
Absolutely. As I was just discussing with you before we went on, I saw in a news feed that the most popular music in Missouri is apparently a classic rock. I'm a classic rock guy, 70s and 80s, but I don't see the demographic. There's not enough places for this kind of music to show itself. I understand and respect that the Ozarks is bluegrass, and that's very integral and important to the area, but we need to bring some live rock back. And, those who are still 80s minded are looking for places where they can go out and still have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's for me, that's what I do each and every day. It's my life. I, eat it, sleep it, and wake up to it every morning. But so folks out there that want to jam, I mean, is there a Facebook page? Is there a website they can go where they might be able to hook up with you?
Yes, I do have several Facebook pages, but I have a primary page, which has a promo shot of me, with some lightning, and has my name on it. I have that. I also have a website on Wix.com. So it's rickfoxbass.wix.com/rickfox. Can contact me through there. And I just keep pretty busy as much as I can, between taking care of my late wife's horses and the animals and just trying to find something at least on hopefully a national touring level that I can get out there and do some playing again.
Right on. Well, we'll see if we can't connect some dots, so to speak, and bring some. We just need to do a big rock show here in somewhere. Crystal, she's the boss. We just need to do it. We can bring the Smoking Herd out of retirement. I cut all my hair off though. Hey, folks, come and hang out with us. We're bringing it to you live here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in Willow Springs, and it's Unwrapping the Ozarks. Again, a big shout-out to G&W Food, Shelter Insurance, Robert Hollis, Lakeland Pharmacy, TLG Peterbilt, and, of course, Johnny Newcar at Bailey Chevrolet GMC. I'm here till 2 o'clock. Come see me.